March 8th, 1901. It was the cross that made Jesus recognized as God. The cross of pain and the cross of love. Continuing in my poor state, and with the silence of blessed Jesus, this morning, as I was oppressed more than ever, on coming, he told me, "My daughter, it was not my works, nor my preaching, nor the very power of my miracles, that made me recognized with clarity as the God I am. But when I was put on the cross and lifted up on it as though on my own throne, then was I recognized as God." So, the cross alone revealed me to the world and to the whole of hell for who I really was. All were shaken and recognized their Creator. Therefore, it is the cross that reveals God to the soul and makes known whether the soul is truly of God. It can be said that the cross uncovers all the intimate parts of the soul and reveals to God and to man who she is. Then he added, "Upon two crosses do I consume souls. One is of pain, the other is of love. And just as in heaven all nine choirs of angels love me, though each one has its distinct office, as for example, the special office of the seraphim is love, and their choir is positioned more in the front, in order to receive the reverberations of my love, so much so that my love and theirs, darting through each other, correspond continuously. In the same way, I give to souls on earth their distinct offices. Some I render martyrs of pain, and some of love, as both of them are skillful masters in sacrificing souls and in rendering them worthy of my satisfactions.